T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
St. Louis history is revealed in the bricks and mortar of its buildings, in the pavement of its streets, and in the landscapes of its parks. That's from the introduction of a new book called This Used to Be St. Louis. It's authored by longtime historian Nini Harris, and she joins me here this morning to talk about it. Hi, Nini. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Nini, this book, I've been paging through it and reading parts of it, and it is fascinating, talking about the history of St. Louis. And it starts out right away, as you open it up, with St. Louis's greatest landmark, the Gateway Arch. But this goes back to long before the Gateway Arch was there. Tell us about that.
Well, in some chapters, I look at what the area was like when we were part of the Spanish colonies. Mm-hmm. When we were Frenchmen, St. Louis was founded by Frenchmen, governed by a distant Spanish government. There were free African-Americans and enslaved African-Americans walking the pathways of St. Louis. There were Indians who lived here as neighbors, and everybody was involved in the fur trade, and they walked the streets of this village together. It was a very complex social relationship that people had here. And if you walk the streets of Laclede's Landing, you're walking the very streets they walked. Now, the arch grounds themselves, they were changed and were redeveloped after the big fire of 1849. And then it becomes this tremendous engine of supplying the American West, of being the point of origin for so many expeditions, missionaries, military expeditions, explorers. But then after Eads Bridge is built, that area declines, and it becomes a rough, neglected part of downtown St. Louis. And it's buildings are in sad repair with creaky floors, and they're just very underutilized. So I featured that era in another chapter to let people know that this riverfront has had so many incarnations, and one of them was as a sad, neglected time. And Theodore Dreiser, the great American novelist, he wrote about St. Louis and the riverfront in the 1890s when it was neglected. And so I included his quotes of what the streets were like on the riverfront in the 1890s.
It's fascinating. And then the next part is about the Eads Bridge and the tunnel there that Metrolink now uses. And that's there because of those doggone Chicagoans who didn't want us to get the railroad.
You got it. They were doing everything to try to stop us from bridging the Mississippi, because the of course, that would pull trade away from Chicago. So what they did was they got legislation passed through the Illinois State Legislature requiring that the bridge be on the northern edge of downtown, or that it connect in the Illinois side at the northern edge of downtown. Well, the rail beds came into the southern edge of our downtown,
mm-hmm.
meaning that trains and the tracks and the trains spewing smoke and sparks and all would be going right through the heart of downtown all day. All that smoke and the fire hazards, and it was just unacceptable. They assumed in Chicago that requiring the bridge at the north end of our downtown would kill the project, but nothing could stop James B. Eads. He was incredible. And he came up with this idea of creating a tunnel from Washington Avenue to the southern end of downtown, over where Couples Station is and Busch Stadium and all. That's where our rail beds were. So he creates this tunnel connecting Washington Avenue with the Busch Stadium area, and that's today the Metrolink tunnel. It was they did it as an open cut tunnel, and they were digging so close to the big warehouses and high rises that they had to shore up all those building foundations while they were digging out this tunnel. So when we go through that tunnel for Metrolink, our wonderful light rail system, we're going through a tunnel that goes back almost 150 years.
We're only four pages into this book. This used to be St. Louis, written by Nene Harris. We could go on forever on this, but one thing in our final minute or two, no matter what your background, your ethnic background, you're going to find your St. Louis history in this book. And that's one thing, Nene, that really makes St. Louis special. All these different neighborhoods, like the Cary Patch, that started in St. Louis and helped form the city's character.
Oh, it did. And Cary Patch, to understand it, you have to think of what a refugee settlement is like. There were waves of Irish coming over, starving, penniless, with no skills. They are leaving the Ireland that is afflicted by the potato blight. And they're allowed to squat in this area northwest of what was then the city, which is now just northwest of downtown. And they built shanties. They made thatched roofs, and the walls were out of any scrap wood they could find. There were no roads when they moved there, any streets, and what they did was they walked over to where a creek was, and that's in a spring, and that's where they got their water and bucketed the water back to their shanties. It sounds like images we see in, you know, on the evening news of areas where there are refugee camps, and if you think of a modern-day refugee camp, that was what the Irish home of St. Louis was like in the 1850s.
It's amazing stuff here, Nene. Great pictures and great descriptions of what the city was like. And so I strongly recommend you pick up This Used to Be St. Louis. Where can we get it, Nene?
Oh, it's at all the major bookstores, and I'll be doing a signing at Hammond's Books on May 26th. And that's from 2 to 4 on that Saturday afternoon. And that is one of the sites featured in the book because all the evidence suggests that they were making illegal booze in the basement during Prohibition. And then we're going to another site on June 3rd. We're going to have a signing at a Polish clubhouse that was built with scrap stone from an old Irish church. And from there, we'll walk over and see where James B. Eads built the ironclads during the Civil War.
It's amazing. Fascinating stuff. Nene Harris, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Again, the book is This Used to Be St. Louis. Take care, Nene.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Total Information AM, we'll check the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.